and welcome to the show. It is a beautiful Saturday here in Minnesota, and you are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well. My name is Ken Hagland, and we broadcast every Saturday from noon to one to talk about your health and your life. We cover a wide range of topics, including wellness and health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and, of course, caregiver support. Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2019, and we have another great show for you. Joining me in studio is Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. And we will be talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options beyond original Medicare that are available for you. This is very, very important. There's a lot of confusion out there on which plans are best for you. And we're going to talk about that. And if you have any questions about plans or supplement coverage, please call into the show here. We are doing these shows here to help you make good decisions. And if you want to get your question put on the air live, you can call the radio station at 952-946-6205. Once again, that number for the radio station call-in line is 952-946-6205. And I'll give that number out throughout the show. So if you missed it, just keep on listening. We've got our show producer here, Sam Turnberg, who is taking care of it, and he'd be happy to take your call and get your call on the air. Otherwise, if you prefer, you can directly text me your questions anytime during the show at our radio show phone, which is 612-999-3426, 612-999-3426. All right. Now, let's before we get into the topic today, I want to mention that people call in and they text me and say, how can I get a podcast or a recording of the show? Well, you can find all of our recordings for all of our shows on the AM950 website by clicking the on-demand button and then clicking on our show logo, Living Healthy and Aging Well. There you'll see a picture of me as well. The purpose of this radio show is to bring you specialists and experts and people with a passion for helping others from across the health and wellness fields to provide insights and recommendations on how to navigate the complexities and challenges of managing both you and your family's health and quality of life. We also focus on our senior population and how we can help you prepare for the various stages of life's transitions. In addition, we provide vital information for the caregivers who are essential to supporting our aging population. So again, thank you for your tremendous response to this show. We really appreciate that. And continue to send us your questions, comments, and suggestions. And again, you can use that 612-999-3426 number. So before we jump into our topic, I also want to mention a couple of quick things here. We do have a very special event coming up in the Twin Cities on November 9th. So save the date, November 9th. That's a Saturday. The Neuroscience Institute here in the Twin Cities is hosting their annual fundraising formal. This is a great event. It's really fun. The tickets are almost gone, so if you're interested in going, it's well worth your time. The keynote speaker this year is Dr. Carolyn Leaf. She is a neuroscientist, author, and internationally renowned specialist in metacognitive and cognitive neuropsychology. She is an amazing speaker. You may have seen her or heard her on YouTube, but she is just fascinating. And just amazing breakthroughs in how the mind is helping to control how the body responds. And she's helping people with chronic illnesses and all kinds of things with this new approach to healing. So please check that out. The number to call if you're interested in tickets or more information is 952-681-2916. Once again, 952-681-2916, and this is for the annual Neuroscience Institute formal fundraising event that is coming up on Saturday, November 9th of this year. All right, well, let's introduce our guest today. I am really excited to have you guys back. We've got Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine, and they are here from United Healthcare, And it's perfect timing to have you guys back on the show because open enrollment starts next week, right? On
Tuesday.
So you have your little window of time open here to switch plans. And so we're going to talk about Medicare and open enrollment and supplement programs and plans that can help you with your healthcare decisions and your healthcare for the next year. So Natalie, welcome to the show. Why don't you give us a little bit of a background about you and how you ended up working here with United Healthcare?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us back. Again, my name is Natalie Kelly, and through the years, I've always been in customer service, different aspects of the working world. And then kind of naturally through different connections, I ended up helping seniors and then found United Healthcare and thought it was a nice transition to help people navigate Medicare and figure out their options beyond Medicare.
So you are a problem solver, and that's important with, as I said earlier in the show, navigating through the healthcare choices and all kinds of arrangements and living arrangements. It's just so confusing for people. And in our practice, end-of-life care practice, we see that constantly, just confusion out there. So that's great. Steve, tell us a bit about your background and how you got to United Health.
Well, interestingly, Natalie and I have somewhat similar backgrounds in that we've always had a lot of focus on others and taking care of problems and making people feel like it was easy. And so we've ended up kind of being collaborative work partners in sense. So interestingly, here we are sitting together here as well. And you're right, the topic of Medicare and Medicare plans for some people is overwhelming, and so it's a real joy to help people make the best choice for them. And of course, we get paid for that, but we walk away feeling good that we've really helped people improve their life.
And that's the key. Now, we're going to try and break it down so it is a little bit more easily understood here today in the next hour. So again, I'd ask people if they have any questions about how to navigate through these Medicare choices and the supplementation plans, please call in. We do want to get your questions answered today. Don't wait till the show's over. I get so many questions that come in after the show is over. So please give us a call here during the show. All right, let's talk about United Healthcare. Steve, do you have some information for us about United Healthcare?
Well, many people are probably aware United Healthcare, United Health Group, the parent company as well. They're based here in Minnesota and one of the larger employers in Minnesota. Company's been in business for around 40 years with Medicare plans, and there's a lot of strength in that continuity. It's a large company, and large doesn't mean better, but it does allow the company to be stable and design plans. So members can have predictable rates year to year. And in fact, I think this year, United Healthcare is a Fortune 6 company. I think it's number 6 on the Fortune 500. But a real focus on serving members.
Well, and they are a local company, right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, locally here, locally based. And that's always nice. All right, well, we've got just a couple minutes here in the first segment, but I want to really start helping people, you know, break down how to look at Medicare. We were just talking before the show started that there's over 59 million people in the U.S. that are currently on Medicare, and we looked at how many people were on Medicare in Minnesota, and that was well over a million, and I think our population is, you know, around 5 million, so there's a large percentage of the people, 1 in 5 or so, that are on Medicare here in Minnesota. So it's a big deal. So let's start talking about maybe the basics of Medicare. And Natalie, do you have some thoughts on helping us break down the basics of Medicare?
Sure. So original Medicare is composed of Part A, which is your hospitalization, and Part B, which is your doctor services, outpatient services. Medicare doesn't cover everything. So typically, it's an 80-20 split. Medicare picks up 80% after a deductible is satisfied, and then the client would be responsible for the remaining 20%. That 20% doesn't have any kind of safety net or maximum out-of-pocket each calendar year safety net. So that's oftentimes why people are encouraged to get coverage beyond Medicare.
Okay, so when a person turns 65, for example, they're eligible to sign up for Medicare. So it's something that people need to do timely. And so this is, if this is your first time looking at Medicare, Let's say you've retired and you used to have a company-sponsored plan, and you no longer have that. There's no retirement plan benefits. Then you need to look at Medicare. And so there's a timeliness issue there to make sure you get signed up right.
Very much.
Okay. And so starting on Tuesday is your kind of your window to get signed up then for the next calendar year, or?
Well, starting Tuesday is a window for people who are already in Medicare plans or already in Medicare to shop during this annual enrollment period. If somebody is approaching the age of 65, let's say they're quickly approaching, they're 2, 3, 4 months out, starting the second or third month before your 61st birthday, you need to get out there and apply for Medicare. If people wait till the end, we see it every month, they're in a panic because they realize they're not going to have any insurance if they're turning 65 and they haven't applied for Medicare.
Okay, so you see that as a problem, that people just wait too long.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back. It's time for a short break. We'll be right back to continue our conversation with Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. And we are talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options available to you. So please stay with us. And if you have any questions, please call on the next segment.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast, served 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are 4 delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed, and buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Join author Benjamin Percy on October 22nd at Next Chapter Booksellers as he presents his latest collection of horror stories, Suicide Woods. A potent brew of horror, crime, and weird happenings, Suicide Woods is Benjamin Percy's first story collection since his acclaimed Refresh, Refresh. In story after story, Percy delivers haunting and chilling narratives that will have readers hanging on every word. That's Benjamin Percy at Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul on Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hey everyone, Ellie Krug here from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. This month, I'm sharing about opportunities to hear me in person. I'm having an open house on Thursday, October 17th in Minneapolis. Come hear about my work and about my nonprofit, Human Ripple Works, Inc. You need to register. There's no charge, but I need a head count. To register, go to elliekrug.com and see the upcoming engagements page. Scroll down, click on the link for October 17th to register. That's me, Ellie the Idealist, trying to make the world better. Hope to see you.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on the station here with your Market Minute. 3.27 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is up over last year and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 6.7% over the same time last year, which currently sits at $279,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 3.65%. This is up slightly over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? It's a pretty strong fall market right now. This is most likely due to low interest rates and increased buyer activity. So if you're thinking about selling in the near future, now might be a good time. For buyers, the competition is starting to increase again, so be prepared for multiple offer situations. Are you thinking about making a move? Then check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
All right. right, welcome back. You are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about your health and your life. My name is Ken Hagland, and joining me today in studio is Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from the United Healthcare Medicare Solutions Group. And we are talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options beyond original Medicare that are available. But before we get back into our conversation, I want to mention this radio program is brought to you in part each week by Minnesota Hospice. They are an independent, physician-owned medical practice serving local Minnesota communities for over 11 years with innovative and comprehensive end-of-life health care. If you have any questions regarding end-of-life care or support, please contact the compassionate team of experts at Minnesota Hospice at 952-898-1022 or visit them online at minnesotahospice.com. All right. Well, before we get back into talking a bit about just what Medicare is, let's let people know how they can reach you guys if they have any questions. Natalie, why don't you let us know, is there a better number to get a hold of you or an email if people have questions?
Yep. You can call or text at 612-723-3186. You can also email me at Natalie Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-M-N, like Minnesota, at gmail.com.
All right, great. And Steve, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached, call or text at 952-250-4772. And my email is simple, steve@stevewein.com.
All right, great. Now, we will give that out every commercial break, folks. So if you missed it, just stay with us here. And, of course, if you have any questions for these guys, these are licensed professionals. They do this for a living, and they're great at it. So give us a call at the studio, 952-946-6205. If you have a question you want them to answer here on the air. All right. Well, when we ended the last segment, we were talking a bit about just Medicare. What are the basics of Medicare? There's a Part A and Part B. Natalie, do you have anything else we want to add to that to help people just understand how important it is to understand to know what they're doing when they're talking about enrolling into Medicare?
Yeah. So Medicare Part A, again, is your hospitalization coverage, and typically there is no cost or no monthly premium associated with that, and that's for folks that have worked in the workforce for at least 10 years, and they've contributed to those FICA taxes. So everybody has those deductions on their pay stubs. Those FICA taxes are the dollars that fund Medicare. So no cost for Medicare Part A, but Medicare Part B would have a monthly premium associated with that. At a kind of a base monthly premium, it would right now for 2019, it's $135.50. And that does have kind of a sliding scale based on what your current income is. If it's greater than a certain number, you might pay more for your Medicare Part B. And again, that is just for original Medicare. So if you had any coverage beyond Medicare, you would have likely some monthly premiums associated with that plan.
Now, are there deductibles and coinsurance with that Part B?
Yep, okay. Both actually. Great okay. question. So Medicare Part A, again, hospitalization. If you're admitted into the hospital, you right out of the gate would have, for 2019, the deductible would be $1,364 that you're going to pay before Medicare kicks in. And that's a per period deductible. So it's a 60-day period. If you're released from the hospital and readmitted outside that 60 days, you would have a new deductible to satisfy. And then with your Part B, which is, again, your doctor visits, it's an annual deductible. Right now it's $185. So, again, the client would be responsible for that $185 right out of the gate before Medicare typically picks up 80%, and then the client would be responsible for the remaining 20%.
All right. So those are the kind of the basics of Medicare with no additional supplementation plans and not moving to an Advantage plan, which we'll talk about here. But that's the original basic Medicare plans. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And I'm just curious, what do you find maybe people liking or not liking about that plan? Is there any common themes of people saying, boy, I wish this would happen, or this is why I choose supplementation plans because I don't like this? Is there any common themes of frustrations people have with just the current A and B original Medicare?
I think a lot of people are surprised that it costs money for your Medicare Part B.
Oh, sure.
There's a premium and, yeah. Oh, really?
I thought Medicare was free. Mm-hmm. Part A is free, your hospitalization, but not your Part B.
Right, which is the physician services. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
And I think that 20% is what really, more than everything else, causes people to say, what are my other options? Because if you think about just going for a physical, 20% of that fee isn't going to be significant. But if you think about developing some chronic disease where you're receiving a lot of medical services, then that 20% can cause some fear.
And, oh, my gosh.
And how do we plan against that?
And we see that surgeries or heart bypasses, all kinds of things that's $50,000 or $100,000. These things add up pretty quick. So 20% of a $100,000 bill is $20,000. So you got to make sure you're prepared for that. And that's on an annual basis. That there's no cap to that either.
No,
so if you incurred $1 million cost that year, it's $200,000.
Yep.
So I think you're right. People just don't realize some of the potential liability, financial liability, that these plans have, and that's why you guys are so important to be explaining to them. Were you aware of this? Many people just don't know, and they just are trusting that the plan, and they think the plan may be similar to the plan they had at work, and it may not be the case. Okay.
I think some people see it too as I can't afford anything beyond Medicare, where there are definitely very affordable options for additional coverage and safety nets beyond Medicare at a very affordable rate.
Well, because one of the goals, as we look at the elderly population or the aging population, they always are concerned about, am I going to run out of money? And they're concerned about my health care. And then the next one is usually about my independence. Can I keep my independence? So, health care and running out of money are the number one and two concerns. And so that's why it's important to sit down with you guys and say, how can I make sure I don't suffer a catastrophic loss or a catastrophic event? And you can insure against those things, and we'll talk about that here in the next segment, by selecting a plan that makes sense for you and your situation, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
It's very personal.
Well,
it's an individual choice for everyone.
And that's what I want to get through here. And we discuss about on the show all kinds of things, but you really have to look at, it's not a cookie-cutter approach. There's many options, and people need to sit down with you guys and think it through. And you guys, we talked earlier, encourage your children maybe be a part of that conversation too, to make sure that everyone's on the same page with what does the coverage entail and the network, and are the doctors covered that you usually go to. There's always all kinds of questions that should be answered before people make a decision. All right. Well, good. We're sitting here at the last few seconds here of the segment. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to continue our conversation with Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine, both from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. And we are talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options that are available beyond the original Medicare. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. So please stay with us. And if you have any questions, call us at 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
Don't be surprised if you hear your name when you walk into St. Paul Corner Drug. Our experienced staff make getting to know you their top priority. Developing a trusting relationship with our patients is the first step in providing personalized care that achieves the best outcomes possible. Make certain all your providers know who you are and what your needs are. It is a vital step in your well-being. Stop by St. Paul Corner Drug today to start a relationship with a staff that cares. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
The Fall St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, will be running the weekend of October 11th, 12th, and 13th. This is a must-do experience that you will love. The St. Paul Art Crawl showcases the diversity of art that St. Paul has to offer. By nurturing a vibrant arts community, the Art Crawl inspires artistic growth and fosters a creative exchange of ideas. Throughout the weekend, you'll have the chance to explore fabulous art while touring through local artist studios, lofts, and galleries. Hosting over 350 artists, up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community with a free transit pass for Saturday and Sunday. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the art crawl. Be sure to get all the details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chushke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off the menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we got a bit of snow with a high near 37. Tonight could switch to rain with a low around 34. Tomorrow's cloudy with a high near 40. Monday partly sunny with a high near 46. And Tuesday mostly cloudy with a high near 45. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is The Great Wall. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking dishes, The Great Wall offers one of the most extensive Chinese menus in the Twin Cities. Stop by their Edina location just north of 50th and France. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
You are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about your health and your life. My name is Ken Hagland, and joining me today in studio is Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. And we are talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options beyond Medicare, the original Medicare, that may be very helpful for you. And so please, if you have any questions on that, give us a call at 952-946-6205. And again, I also want to mention, to remind people that there is the event coming up on November 9th, Saturday. The Neuroscience Institute here in the Twin Cities is hosting their annual fundraising formal. And their keynote speaker this year is Dr. Carolyn Leaf. She's a neuroscientist, author, and internationally renowned specialist in metacognitive and cognitive neuropsychology. There are only a few tickets remaining, so please, if you're interested, and I would encourage people to come out and see her. She is a dynamic speaker. But please, if you have any questions or want to buy tickets, please contact 952-681-2916. Once again, 952-681-2916. Also, I want to mention that if you are suffering from chronic ailments that are reducing your quality of life, or you're just tired and stressed out and overwhelmed, and you've tried everything to feel better and don't know where to turn, well, I'll tell you, there is help for you. The team at Sano Wellness Center, located in Bloomington, just off of 484 and Penn Avenue, specializes in neurologic issues, and they can offer you guidance and help in identifying the root cause of your health problems. And they do this by using state-of-the-art therapies that allow your body to heal naturally. And they work with all age ranges, from children to adults, up to and including professional athletes. They have a comprehensive combination of safe and effective natural healthcare remedies that make for tremendous responses in helping people achieve success in restoring their health and maintaining overall mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Hey, you get your eyes checked every year, your hearing checked, you go to the dentist, but do you ever think about getting your brain checked? There is a big opportunity for people to get their brain assessed here with the Santa Wellness Center. So mention you've heard it here on the radio show and receive a 50% discount on their brain assessment services. Their phone number is 952-681-2916 or visit them online at sanowc.care. That's sanowc.care. Remember, when your brain is working, your body responds. All right, let's jump back into the show here. Natalie, tell us how people can get a hold of you if they have any questions regarding Medicare or supplement plans.
They can reach me by phone or text at 612-723-3186 or email, which is Natalie Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-M-N, at gmail.com.
And Steve, how can people reach you?
My telephone, you can call me or text, is 952-250-4772. If you prefer email, that's easy, steve@stevewein.com.
All right, and I know we've got some calls coming in here, so we'll grab those here in a minute. The number to call in here, if you have questions, is 952-946-6205. All right. Steve, while we're waiting for this call to get popped up here, let's start talking about the in this segment here, the coverage options beyond original Medicare. These are additional supplement plans people can purchase to help them personalize their care coverage. Would you mind starting the conversation about the Medicare supplement plans?
Sure. Well, so I want to be clear. Sometimes people say, I want to supplement Medicare, and they're not sure they're talking about a supplement plan. They're just talking about additional insurance, coverage beyond original Medicare. So a supplement plan is a style of plan. You'll also hear it referred to as a Medigap. And so this style of plan, I think of as being pretty traditional, and maybe coming from a time when we viewed healthcare as people get sick and then we fix them. And we'll get to the Advantage plan, but the Advantage plan tends to come more from the standpoint of let's keep people healthy. So different approaches. The supplement plans are great coverage, and they're really good coverage for people who may have ongoing needs for high levels of medical service. So think chronic conditions, lots of hospitalizations, lots of need to see the doctors and receive services. And those plans are more expensive up front than an Advantage plan. They do need a prescription drug plan to go along with them. And so those combined are typically around $250 per month. Okay. And then, depending on what you buy in the supplement plan, there are some options within. You may have virtually no copays, no deductibles. So it's very robust coverage, or it can be if you select properly. If you move to the Advantage plans, then the monthly premium is much different and the style of receiving care is much different. So you could pay $50 or less monthly for a premium, and then there's a range of plans and a range of premiums. Then you're going to have some copays, potentially depending on the plan, some deductibles. You do have the protection of a maximum out-of-pocket, so you know at the worst what you're going to spend in a year is limited. These plans also do include a number of other benefits beyond original Medicare that are not built into the supplement plans. Natalie, do you want to touch on those advantages?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, an Advantage plan is more of a pay-as-you-go plan. Steve mentioned the lower monthly premiums, but then you do have those copays. But the great benefits that you can get in addition to your medical benefits are things like a routine vision exam included, a credit towards frames and lenses. You would get preventative dental and comprehensive dental. Also, great hearing benefits. You can get a no-cost hearing exam. There's a significant discount on hearing aids themselves from a wide variety of vendors, from a kind of a generic, if you will, hearing aid up to a very significant brand name product. There's over-the-counter credits. There's no-cost gym memberships. Again, Steve touched on where we want to keep you healthy. So by giving a no-cost gym membership, we want to keep our members moving and active and taking care of their body.
That's fantastic. We do have a caller on the air here. We'll bring up Rose from Bloomington. Hi, Rose. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a question for you. I'm on original Medicare, and I have a supplement. Now, if you change to another supplement, do you have to go in for a medical, or do you fill out medical? I wonder, because I've been on it for 10 years. Maybe they wouldn't like, I'm healthy, but at this point, I don't know what they're looking for or they would look for. Would I qualify, or would I not be able to get into another supplement?
That's a great question, Rose. This is a great question. Do people need to be re-underwritten or to be able to get into a plan or a new plan?
Yes. At this point, 10 years in a plan, if she's going to look at moving, Rose would be asked some questions about her medical history, and she would allow the underwriting team to look at her medical history as well. And Rose, you're saying you're healthy, so there's every chance that you could be accepted into a different plan. But I can't guarantee that because I'm not an underwriter. Mm-hmm. But if you're not suffering chronic conditions and don't have a history of being in the hospital in the last year, chances are pretty good for you.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. And is there... can you get on the internet then to find out what plans are available?
You can. You can go to Medicare.gov and search plans.
Okay, because they sent us a booklet out, and the booklet didn't explain or didn't have all the plans anymore like they did last year and the year before. So anyway, it's just really a chance that you take. And then how do you go about, for instance, you obviously don't cancel your insurance until you qualify for the new one.
Correct.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Rose, one more question for you then. So you live in Minnesota.
Correct.
And you've been here for several years then? And
correct.
Okay, so you're used to the plans here. Is there anything in particular that she would need to look at in a supplement plan, or how to compare one to the other? Or is that where you guys get involved, where she could have you guys come out for no cost? There's no cost to have you guys come out and sit down with Rose, for example, and walk through the different options, right?
Absolutely. I highly recommend working with an agent of some kind. They mm-hmm. have the knowledge. There is no cost for their services. And then they can answer your personal questions instead of reading it in a booklet or trying to figure it out online. And even the application process, us doing it for you electronically, it speeds up the process versus filling out a paper application and submitting it in. There's a lot of benefits. And when you sign up with an agent, they become they call it agent on record. And we don't go away after the application process. We follow up with you, how is everything going? Do you have questions regarding your plans? And, keeping in touch and having that person to contact here locally and ask those questions to, I think is invaluable.
Yeah. Rose, do you currently have an agent that you work with to help you decide on which plan is best for you?
Well, yes, I sort of do. It's not, I do sort of have one. So anyway, so that's good. But I would like to take your number down, if you don't mind.
Sure. Natalie, my number is 612-723-3186.
And then Steve, who is very handsome, why don't you give us your number?
952-250-4772.
And Rose, either one of these.
72.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you get both those numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
256-4772 is Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Natalie.
And I have Natalie, 612-723-3186.
Right. Either one of those, you cannot go wrong. They're fantastic. They've been on the show before, and I highly recommend giving them a call.
And where are they located?
We service the Twin Cities metro area, so we work out of we're pretty mobile. I work out of my home.
Yep. I'm all over the Twin Cities every week.
Oh, okay. You can come to the house and give information.
You know what, Rose, I tell you, you are just great. You're the best caller I have had here in a long... No, really. Yes, they make house calls. And again, that's the beautiful thing here about working with these licensed professional agents is they will come to you. So, yes, if you're looking around for some help, these would be a great option to work with. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that so very much.
Say, yes. Rose, I will point out, I think I heard you say 256. I'm 250.
Oh, you're 250. Okay, yes. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, 952-250-4772.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it. Thank
Fantastic.
You so very much.
Well, Rose, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a listener. We really appreciate that.
Well, you guys are wonderful. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Have a great day.
Well, Rose just made the show.
I mean, yeah.
That really was it, wasn't it? I guess we can sign off now, Sam. We can. No, that's great. But again, it just reinforces the fact that, again, these are great questions. And here she has been on a plan for, what, 10 years, is thinking, well, maybe I want to try a different plan. And, you know, plans change, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, and I would want to know, why are you changing? And I don't want to ask her that on the air.
No.
That's her personal information. But as an agent, what's driving you? Because that helps us figure out what's next for you.
Right, right. Well, we will be back for our last segment. So again, folks, if you have a question, give us a call, 952-946-6205. And we'll be right back to continue our conversations with Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Are you interested in exploring what mindfulness is and how to start practicing it? Are you looking for ways to address stress, daily anxiety, or wanting to be more present, less reactive, and more open in your life? Here's your chance to learn what mindfulness is and isn't. The Center for Spirituality and Healing is offering a community course titled Intro to Mindfulness. The class meets one night a week for 4 weeks and is great for beginners. Space is limited. Register now at csh.umn.edu.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Minnesota, for making Warner Stellion your appliance specialist for over 65 years. For a limited time, enjoy anniversary savings on select Bosch dishwashers. Get our guaranteed lowest price, then save more with free installation from our trusted specialists. Enjoy guaranteed savings on laundry pairs, French door refrigerators, or hit the jackpot and get ready for the holidays with a new kitchen suite from one of Warner Stellion's countless choices. These and so many more appliance deals are available for a very limited time from Minnesota's own appliance specialist, Warner Stellion.
I am attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law in St. Paul, and I am passionate about providing legal services in the areas of estate planning, probate, and elder law. My clients receive the attention and compassion they deserve, with their peace of mind being my top priority. Enjoy the comfort of knowing that you have planned for the worst so you can confidently continue living at your best. Visit schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Coming to you. All right, we are coming to you again. Last segment. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about your health and your life. My name is Ken Hagland, and joining me today in studio is Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine. They're both from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions, and we have been talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options beyond original Medicare that are available for you. And Natalie, why don't we start with you? Could you give us your phone number on how people can reach you for more questions, or maybe ask you to come out to their home even and help them with their Medicare choices?
Yep, they can call or text at 612-723-3186, or if you prefer email, it is nataliekellymn@gmail.com.
And Steve, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached at 952-250-4772 or by email. That is steve@stevewein.com.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, we've got a text message here. They're talking about the open enrollment period. There's confusion about open enrollment. Could we talk a little bit about what, you know, why that's so important and when that starts and when that ends?
Yep. So each year it is October 15th through December 7th, where people who are already enrolled in Medicare and or a plan beyond Medicare, this is when they can choose to make a change if they want to for the following year. So any changes that are made during October 15th through December 7th, those changes would go into effect January 1st of the following year.
Okay. It's like a 7-week period, right? It's this is really a small window, really, when you think about it.
Yep.
And it's done during the worst time of the year. Everyone's got holiday plans, and there's a lot of things going on in the fall, and they got to sneak this little window in. So it's really important that people recognize if you're going to make a change, just like what Rose in the last segment said, I want to make a change possibly and change my supplement plan. This is the time for her to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And okay, for somebody like Rose, who is looking at a different Medicare supplement where she would have to go through medical underwriting, you want to get that application in sooner than later to let that underwriting process and then to get the confirmation, yes, you're approved for this plan, or, you know, maybe look at something different.
Yeah, that's a great point. There's steps to this process. It's not just you call and you're done. You have to have a process in place here. And so that's why we're doing this show here before Tuesday when open enrollment opens up, to plan for sitting down with you guys and walking through what that timeline looks like. And as Rose said, she was hearing that maybe she has to be re-underwritten or she has to again fill out some forms to talk about her medical history. Don't wait till the last minute for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fill it out and take care of that too late in the open enrollment period, can you miss the window then? Or
well, you wouldn't if you get the application in by December 7th, you wouldn't miss the window. But there's some, like if she wanted to also change her prescription drug plan, you know, she would want to make sure that you get into a plan like this before you drop your other plan. So there's some, you know, little oddities that could.
Right.
It's timing, making sure that she's still got coverage the first of next year. And hopefully it's the new coverage that she wants.
Right.
Or if it's existing, that's great. But, yeah, it's just about timing.
Right. Well, okay, so I hope everyone understands timing is important. If you have any questions, call these folks or get a hold of somebody that knows what to do. Don't guess. And as Rose pointed out, the booklets that they get in the mail sometimes are maybe not as clear or not have all the information they need. So there's, you know, website support for that, Medicare.gov, right? Or, again, talk with people who this is their life's work. You know, you guys are licensed professionals. You can sit down with them, and it's no cost. I want to make sure people understand there's no cost to have you come out to their home. Or, as Steve was mentioning off the air here, you guys can meet at a coffee shop. I know Minnesotans are big about making sure they have a clean home when they invite somebody into their home or an obligation to bake a pie or something. And there's no obligation for that. You can meet, you guys do house calls, or you can meet at a public place.
Somebody is most comfortable.
Right. And I would encourage people to make that call and get that meeting done sooner than later, because there are important choices to be made here. And let's talk about what is the best plan? I mean, I hear people say that. Well, what's the best plan for me? And how do you guys help a person decide what the best plan is for them?
I ask if we can have a conversation about their situation. And it's their health, it's finances, it's how you view your money, not just your financial position. And those aren't the only factors, but it's very personal, and everybody has their own unique circumstance, so there's not one plan that's best for everybody, and it's personal.
Right, and so let's say you have couples that are retired, and they would have their own individual plans, right?
Correct.
Okay, so there are no family plans for Medicare, right?
Correct. Okay. This is not like group insurance from right. where we were working.
Right. No, that's why it's a big transition, essentially, from when you work and you have plans to when you retire and you're over 65 or whatever the age is that allows you to go into Medicare. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people, again, to talk to people like Natalie here and Steve to help them with that. We've only got a couple minutes here. What would be any other concerns that you find people having or apprehensions or just questions that they may come up with for Medicare issues?
I would want to point out that if you are an individual who has Medicare and maybe you don't have any coverage beyond Medicare, I would highly recommend looking into your options. And if you only have prescription drug coverage beyond Medicare, I would highly recommend, talking with one of us because there are definitely some very affordable options out there that would give you medical safety net as well as your prescription drug coverage, as little as $19 a month with United Healthcare.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. I just looked at the numbers. We mentioned earlier there are more than a million people on Medicare in this state. There are about 500,000 people who are on Medicare without an additional plan. And those are the people that I think, oh gosh, there's so much opportunity at a really low monthly cost to have lots of other benefits and lots of financial protection.
Because ultimately these plans, this is a financial decision. It's about financial. How are you going to pay for the care that you may need?
Yeah, or protect whatever assets you have. If you're not covered and you have a big event, it can add up.
Right, right. All right. Well, we are already up against the end of the show. We have to do this again, guys. This is a lot of fun. I love when people like Rose call in because it's so much fun to hear what kind of questions they have. So I want to thank both Natalie Kelly and Steve Wine from United Healthcare Medicare Solutions. And we have been talking about Medicare and the additional coverage options beyond original Medicare that are available, either through supplement plans or through the Advantage plans. And again, one more time, Natalie, how do we get a hold of you?
612-723-3186.
And Steve, how do we get a hold of you?
952-250-4772.
All right. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Please contact us with any questions or comments you have regarding today's conversation, or let us know of topics you would like for us to discuss on future shows. You can reach us by phone or text 24/7 at 612-999-3426. Please join us again next Saturday at noon for another live broadcast. And thank you for listening to the Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about your health and your life. Until next time, live well.
I think it was the 4th of July.